Many of the college students returning to campus this time of year will soon be taking part in an annual ritual, the so-called Fraternity Rush. Around the country, fraternities hold wild late-night parties and other events designed to attract new members. Some schools are concerned that Rush has gotten out of hand. This year, they're trying to ban alcohol from Rush events, but finding that it's difficult to do so. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Even at 12:30 in the morning on a school night, the fraternity parties at the University of North Carolina are just getting started. On a part of campus called Fraternity Court, where five Greek houses are clustered on a dead-end street, music keeps playing and beer keeps flowing late into the night, while hundreds of students party on the sidewalks and lawns. These parties usually are open to all students, but they're mainly designed to attract freshmen so that fraternity leaders can recruit new members. On this campus, nearly one in five undergraduates belong to a fraternity or sorority. And for freshmen such as Joe Carver, joining a fraternity is a top priority.
I want to make the most out of my college years. You get in a fraternity, you're a bunch of brothers, you look out for each other. I heard they get drunk a lot, so I'm up for it.
The prevalence of drinking in campus life is obvious to anybody who spends a few minutes at one of these parties. The streets outside the fraternity houses are littered with bottles and cans. Almost all of the partygoers are drinking beer, and many are drunk, even some who are younger than the legal drinking age of 21. Drunkenness among students has become so common at the University of North Carolina that the newly arrived chancellor, Michael Hooker, says it's one of his biggest concerns.
I have been told by students that the culture now is to study until 11 o'clock at night and then go out and start drinking. And I think we need to address the problem.
Hooker is quick to point out that alcohol abuse is no worse on his campus than at other large universities, nor is the problem confined to members of fraternities. But he says students in the Greek system are more likely to say they engage in binge drinking, consuming several drinks quickly until they're very drunk. Worried that some new students are learning that habit during rush parties, Hooker has instituted unusually tough new rules, mandating alcohol education classes for fraternity and sorority members, and ordering this year's rush to be shorter, better controlled, and alcohol-free.
It concerned me that rush begins before classes begin, and alcohol is a part of rush. And so students, I was afraid, were learning the wrong value right away. That is, they were learning that in order to be accepted at Carolina, you've got to drink. And we want them to get their feet on the ground and begin to get comfortable here before they worry about getting accepted into a culture where drinking is an important part of acceptance.
For years, UNC and most large universities deliberately maintained a hands-off policy toward their fraternities and sororities, which are private organizations housed in privately owned buildings. But lately, the Greek system has come under more scrutiny on campuses nationwide. Ron Binder is the Dean for Greek Affairs at UNC and a leader of the National Association of Fraternity Advisors. He says many college administrators have changed their attitudes about fraternity life.
You'll find that in the late 60s, early 70s, we threw out a bunch of rules. And I think the 80s showed that that policy was not a very good policy. And I think what you're seeing nationally is the pendulum kind of swinging back, and the public expects colleges and universities to provide more supervision and to curb destructive behavior.
Administrators at the University of North Carolina have particular reason to be concerned about behavior. 3 months ago, on graduation morning, a fire swept through a UNC fraternity after a late-night party. Five students died, four of them were legally drunk, and the alcohol in their bodies may have hampered their attempts to escape. A year earlier, a student fell to her death as she attempted to climb to the top of a university building. She, too, was intoxicated. Robert Monk, the student leader of UNC's Interfraternity Council, says those tragedies have caused many students to examine their own alcohol use.
A lot of people are becoming more self-aware and realizing that, you know, maybe they shouldn't drink as much, or they need to be more careful about drinking and driving, drinking when doing anything whatsoever. A lot of people are taking it a lot more seriously now.
Still, university leaders admit they have a long way to go before alcohol disappears from late-night parties. Chancellor Hooker concedes that while his new rules have been welcomed by parents and alumni, they've been ignored by many students. As she stands on fraternity court with a beer in her hand, senior Allison Maxwell says it will take more than an order from the chancellor to remove alcohol from rush.
I think the rules are a good idea, but I think it'll never work because, well, it's obvious that it'll never work from what's going on tonight. I mean, crowds like this turn out, and it's just a free-for-all.
Meanwhile, some fraternity members complain that the alcohol ban has kept new recruits away and put a damper on rush activities.
A lot of the functions are called hall crawls, where people come just because there's alcohol going to be served at each of the doorsteps. And I mean, what more can you expect? Why don't you go and bust out of campus parties? Why does it have to be the fraternities that get hurt and get less members because of this?
Chancellor Hooker insists he's not trying to single out fraternities with his new policies. Indeed, his administration also is pursuing ways to curb alcohol use among people who live in dormitories or off campus, and even among alumni who return to Chapel Hill for football games or tailgate parties. But Hooker says as long as the Greek system is considered by many students to be the center of campus social life, it also has to be at the center of his reforms. I'm Adam Hochberg in Raleigh, North Carolina.